Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Let's go. The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And we are right about a month away from high school football season. And I could not be more excited.
It's almost here. Won't be long.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take this opening segment. And there are some really good games for opening weekend of the high school football season around South Georgia, which is what we do. And so we're going to talk a little bit about some of those games that are going to be going on the very first weekend, which will be about the middle of August when those games kick off. And this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Parker's, by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Last year, the Statesboro Blue Devils had the Glen Academy Red Terrors dead to rights at the end of the football game. They couldn't hold it and then lost in overtime as Rocky Hidalgo rolled the dice on a trick play and ended up converting a two-point conversion to beat the Blue Devils up at Womack Field. Statesboro will return the trip and head down to Glen County in Brunswick between the bricks to play Rocky Hidalgo's Red Terrors in Coach Dobson's first game as head coach for the Blue Devils.
The closer this game gets, or the closer the season gets, I got this feeling inside of me that tells me the Glen Academy Red Terrors are going to be better than expected.
Okay. Is that heartburn or?
No, I just, the vibe you get from the south end of town. You know, I live in the historic district in Brunswick, and I ride by and I can see the Terrors out there working out. I just got, there's a vibe out there.
Okay.
I'm liking what I'm seeing.
Well, I'm a facts guy. And the facts are, or one of the biggest facts is, the Red Terrors are going to roll out a quarterback that hasn't played at the varsity level yet.
But they got one Greg Peacock who's going to carry the football maybe 35 times a game.
Uh-huh.
And that takes care of inexperience at the quarterback position.
The facts are Coach Dobson has proven himself through his playing days of knowing football. Of course, this is his first gig, so we don't even know really what to expect. But what he does have is he's got experience all over the field with the Blue Devils.
First year bumps with new head coaches, that's a big deal too. So it could be a game like last year. I think it'll be go down to the wire again.
I do too. And you know, I wouldn't be stunned to see I wouldn't be stunned to see Statesboro knock off the Red Terrors between the bricks at Glen County Stadium to get Coach Dobson's tenure underway as a tone setter.
I remember when Statesboro was great.
So oh, yeah.
Nothing Statesboro does on the football field would surprise me.
Okay. Brookwood will head, not that Brookwood in Atlanta, the other private school Brookwood.
Thomasville.
Yeah, right. They'll head to St. Simon's under the Oaks to play the Frederica Academy Knights in their 2018 opener. Write this down. Frederica's got a tough schedule, okay? At the end of the day, the Frederica Academy Knights are going to end up holding the GISA state championship trophy. When it's all is said and done, the Knights will win a state title this year.
We'll see about that, but they definitely will be in the mix. But message, memo to Brookwood, you better work on your run defense.
That's for
sure. You got a month to shore it up, because there's one cat over at Frederica named Jordan Triplett. He's going to test. He's going to run through that defense. And if you got holes in that defense, he's going to find them.
Columbia makes their third straight trip to Kingsland to play the Camden County Wildcats. This is the rubber match. Trip one, Camden blows them out. Game's called at halftime due to lightning. It's like 42-0, whatever. Game two, last season, Columbia comes down, double-A Columbia comes down to Kingsland and stuns the 7A Camden County Wildcats and beats them in a nail-biter. I think this year might be a little different story for the Eagles.
So they got bought out, so they're coming to play Camden.
Right.
3 years in a row.
Yes.
Okay.
And the Wildcats, I think, are definitely region contenders. You got to go through Colquitt, but I certainly think that Camden is no worse than an Elite Eight team this season. And depending on the matchups, they might go further than that.
Yeah, we'll see. We shall see about the Cats.
Here's a barn burner. The Appling Pirates are heading to the swamp to go play the defending state champion Ware Gators on opening weekend.
It's going to be a tough track for the Pirates. You just don't roll into Memorial Stadium in Waycross and act like you're going to win a football game.
Appling's pretty good.
They're not that good.
Bradwell will go to JC Stadium to play the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. Of course, Wayne coming off of a turnaround season where they got all the way to the Elite Eight, and not many folks picked that. I was one of them that did, by the way. And so Wayne County now with Coach J-Bo Shaw looking to back up the momentum that they created in year one. Let's see what they can do in year two.
They're going to be better in year two. And Bradwell, I don't even want to think about what you're about to roll into shortly.
Southeast Bullock will head down the road just to Scotia to play the Liberty Panthers. I think that's going to be a pretty good football game.
That's a hard one to get a feel for right
there. For sure it is. You're right.
Liberty is always going to have athletes. Southeast Bullock, they've been successful. So that could be a toss-up game too.
I like Southeast Bullock here because, they had a young team last year. So they'll have some upperclassmen playing some key roles this year that have some battle scars on them.
But they're rolling into Liberty, and it'll be the Hinesville Association of Officials. I'll just leave that there.
Noted. Tift at Coffee. That's going to be a good football game.
Tift historically has been a good football program. Down recently. Few head coaches. They got to go to Jardine Stadium and play the Coffee County Trojans. They're not ready for prime time. Coffee's going to win that game.
You were talking about Hinesville Association referees. It's tough to win in Douglas as well.
Well, Douglas, Coffee County, it may be tough to win there. It's because they got athletes.
Richmond Hill will make the short trip up I-95 to play Effingham in Springfield. Effingham, I feel like I've said this for months now. Effingham is an underrated team. They're going to give Richmond Hill fits in this game. Most people like Richmond Hill. Effingham, I wouldn't be stunned. They won that game.
Effingham at home is a tough. Anytime you have to roll into Springfield and play, that's a tough matchup.
Warner Robins will open the season on the road at Lee County.
Lee's got a 5-star running back that's maybe a junior this year.
I mean, Lee County or Warner Robins was coming off, 3 straight and then lost last year in the finals or semifinals? What was that?
They lost to Ware in the championship game last year.
Okay, right, yeah. So it's not like Warner Robins is scared to go play at Lee.
They may not be scared, but they better have their ducks in a row when they roll in down there because Lee's not playing.
Yeah. The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Kickoff for high school football is 1 month away, and here are some great games to kick off the season. The Statesboro Blue Devils take on Glen Academy in Brunswick. Southeast Bullock will open up on the road at Liberty. Wayne County will open at JC Stadium against Bradwell. The Knights of Frederico will open under the Oaks on St. Simon's against Brookwood. And Camden is at home against Columbia. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. This football season, look for your copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia. And we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer. And we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
Saturday, July 22nd, Wild Adventures Live presents For King and Country. See For King and Country on stage at Wild Adventures Live, presented by Valdosta TKO Nissan. For King and Country, live Saturday, July 22nd. The concert is free with a season pass, and reserve seats start at just $5. So what are we waiting for? Get your tickets now at wildadventures.com.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. DJU, report to spring training. You sure won't be reporting to any NFL OTAs ever. Ooh. So Justin Jefferson doesn't believe that his own quarterback is a top five QB. Maybe Kirk Cousins will decide Justin Jefferson isn't good enough to throw to anymore. Hmm. Can we please stop with the charades around Dame Lillard? He's going to Miami. Even people in Tanzania know this, and they don't have the internet. Who am I? I would like 3 Big Macs, 2 large fries, a large Coke, 2 apple turnovers with a large strawberry shake, and please supersize it. Yep, you guessed it. Zion Williamson. Ooh. It is official. Ronald Acuna is a superstar. His jersey is the number one in sales in Major League Baseball. Congrats, Vlad Guerrero, on winning the Home Run Derby. Now work on becoming an average defensive first baseman. Coming soon, the Daytona International Speedway Jaguars. I'm not even kidding. Congrats, Georgia. You know your football program has made it when you start answering questions with the response of, well, those charges were dropped. So Novak Djokovic took a stand for his home country at the last major and then refused to apologize for the people he may have offended. I'm officially a Novak fan now. LeBron will be coming back to the Lakers for at least one more season. The LA front office celebrated by spoiling themselves with a big fat steak. Plant-based, of course. Mm. With everybody saying L.A. Knight. Yeah, and these are my thoughts.
LeBron James. He'll be pushing 40 next year.
Well, he's going to be back in L.A.
Yeah, he'll be back.
You know, Kip, I spent a lot of time today working on my second edition of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings preseason second edition.
Gotcha.
And so I'd like to jump into that with a month away so that I can tell you who is the number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, off-season edition, preseason edition.
Geographical region. Define that before you get into it.
Okay. So, actually, I'll just go ahead and do all parameters. Thanks. Appreciate that. So, if you are in South Georgia around I-16, you're eligible. If you're in South Georgia around I-75, you're eligible. And so, if you're in South Georgia between I-16 and in that place where 16 and 75 intersect, and then inside of that or around those borders, you are eligible. Now, the other thing I want to say is just because I pick a team, rank a team second over a team that's third, I'm not saying that the team ranked second could beat the team that's ranked third. I'm saying that according to my formula, it has them ranked higher based upon when the season starts, what they've done within their schedule, strength of schedule, head-to-head, whole bunch of different stuff. Don't worry about it. Formula's got us covered.
Okay.
Okay.
Hire a dang lawyer to figure this out.
So, yeah. Checking in to the second edition of the preseason Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. They weren't in when I did these a couple of months ago. They have worked their way in the offseason at number 10, the Wayne County Yellow Jackets.
Okay.
At number 9, down one spot from the preseason edition that I did a couple months ago, down one spot from number 8 to number 9, the Frederica Academy Knights come in at 9.
There you go. Season hadn't even started yet, and you start doing Frederica like this.
I'm not doing many.
That's
kind
what
of
you do, man.
No,
you do Frederica like this. You just said they were going to be in a state championship game, and now they drop in the preseason rankings. So there's some inconsistency there.
No inconsistency. There's a formula, of course.
Oh, there's okay.
At number 8, checking into the poll where they weren't in a couple months ago, the Appling County Pirates roll in at number 8 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Okay.
At number 7, moving up one spot, the Camden County Wildcats at number 7. At number 6, getting into the poll, the Coffee County Trojans just outside the top 5.
Oh, they just got into preseason polls?
Yeah.
Okay.
And at number 5, moving up 6 spots, the team that moved up the most in this edition of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, cracking into the top 5 with their huge move, the Brunswick High Pirates at number 5.
They were on the outside looking in.
Yes.
And now they cracked the top 5.
That's right.
Based upon what?
What's happened in the preseason.
Well, there hadn't been a preseason game yet.
Exactly.
Oh, so you're sticking them there, in other words.
No, there's a formula.
Okay. All right.
At number 4, moving down 2 spots from the preseason edition from 2 months ago, the Benedictine Cadets fall to 4 from 2.
They drop. BC drops 2 spots. They hadn't played a practice game or a regular game.
Holding firm at number 3, the Swainsboro Tigers in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
And what have they done to get to the 3rd slot?
Well, I will tell you, the Swainsboro Tigers, didn't they finish in the Final 4 last year?
Well, I'm just saying, that was last year.
Well, some of that stuff is taken into account in these polls.
Okay.
Some of that stuff.
All right. All right.
I mean,
Okay.
The thing is with this poll, right? I'll be honest with you. I want to break it down and tell you how it works. But again, I don't want the entire world using this thing. So I'm just going to keep it the way it is, where nobody really knows exactly how the formula works except for Jason Bishop.
So we're at number three now?
You're at number two. Swainsboro was three.
Okay.
Moving up three spots from five to two, the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricane.
The Fitzgerald Purple Hurricane. Okay.
And the number one team for the second straight edition of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Actually, I think it's the third straight edition they've been ranked number one.
Yeah.
The Ware County Gators at number one.
Where's Valdosta?
Well, they're not in.
Where's Clinch?
Not in.
Where's Pierce County?
You know, and it's such a great opportunity for all of those teams that Kip is mentioning aren't in to be able to earn their way in later.
Okay. Wow. Where's Metter? I mean, did you break up with your girlfriend at Metter?
I never had a girlfriend at Metter.
So where are they?
They're not in.
Okay.
And again, it's a great opportunity.
Where's Warner Robins? Where's Northside Warner Robins?
Now, Warner Robins was in the last poll when they fell out.
And they fell out. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
No Lowndes. Where's Brooks County? They're around I-75.
Brooks County was also in the last edition and didn't make the cut this time.
Okay, where's Irwin County?
Same thing. They were in the last edition.
Wow.
Didn't quite measure up this time.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So let's recap. At number 10, the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. At number 9, Frederica. 8, Appling County. 7, Camden. 6, Coffee. 5, Brunswick High. 4, Benedictine. 3, Swainsboro. 2, Fitzgerald. And the number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Ware County Gators.
No MCA Bucks.
MCA is really good.
I mean, dang, dude.
I mean, MCA
is killing our listening. I mean, you're killing our listening audience, dude, by this disrespect.
There's no disrespect.
The board's lit up right now with Frederica callers. Jesus.
Friends, I'm Johnny Wynn alongside my partner Robert Solomon and our maintenance coordinator Alexa Zuniga. Don't let your AC system strike out this summer. Hit a home run and let our boys of summer maintain your system. A properly maintained AC system can operate as smoothly as a 6-4-3 double play. So call Alexa today at 912-638-5778 to schedule your preventative maintenance. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simon's Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dogs!
The Cunningham Jewelers annual market sale from July 31st to August the 4th. Everything in the store will be 30 to 35% off. That's right. Everything at Cunningham Jewelers will be 30 to 35% off. Not just a couple of promotional items, but everything in the store. pearls, engagement rings, gift items, all 30 to 35% off. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You know, Kip, he gives me a lot of flack when we're on the air, but let me tell you something. When the microphones go off, before he walks out of the studio, he always says to me about my Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings that they're always really right.
Okay.
This all segment right. of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Parker, Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used club car and star dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are, anywhere. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard. We have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
And now I hand the keys to the truck to Kip Branch for the Butt Hurt segment.
Here we go. This week's edition of the Butt Hurt List. Number five, can you imagine being 48 and 43 and being in the last place in your division?
That's crazy.
That's the Boston Red Sox. They make the Butt Hurt List because they're 48 and 43 and they're in last place in the AL East.
That's how good that AL East is.
Wow. 48 and 43.
Five games over.
They'd be leading the AL Central by four or five games. That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, that is nuts. You're right. They would be. Running away with it.
Red Sox. I mean, 48, five games over 500, and you're probably not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Unless you get really, really hot in a division that's really, really good.
I was just going to say, in your division, you got four teams in front of you.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Number four on the Butt Hurt List, the Los Angeles Angels. 45 and 46. Mike Trout's hurt. Now you're starting to hear rumors about Shohei Ohtani being traded by the trade deadline. It's over. I still call him Anaheim, but it's over for the Angels. They're going to lose Ohtani to free agency. They might as well trade him and try to rebuild the farm system. Mike Trout, every year, man, something goes wrong, he gets hurt.
The Angels are a conundrum.
They are.
They've got a very good roster. And they haven't been able to
win
with that roster.
They can't even get in the playoffs.
They gave Mike Trout a ton of money. They gave Anthony Rendon a good amount of money to come over from the Nationals. And now Shohei is about to hit the bank. And
he's going to get paid.
The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim can't afford to pay him.
They can't. So they may see him suiting up across town here next year. You never know.
You never know,
but wow, the Angels, a lot of pieces, but not a lot of return on investment. Number three on the Butt Hurt List, speaking of no return on investment, who am I, Jason?
Okay.
Second half of the season has started in Major League Baseball.
Uh-huh.
I have a $300-something million payroll, and I'm 18 and a half games out of my division.
Ooh. Who are the New York Mets?
Yes. There you go. 18 and a half games out of the NL East.
Their owner, things have gotten so bad over there, their owner is calling press conferences to address the play of his team.
18 and a half games out. And we're just getting over the All-Star break.
When's the last time that you can remember that an Atlanta Braves owner or figurehead called a press conference to address the play of his team.
Never.
Never. That's never. The right answer.
Never.
Ding, 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 ding.
I mean, Ted Turner may have done some crazy stuff back in the day, but modern day, never.
Never.
Number two on the butt hurt list this week. Did you watch the ESPYs this week?
The what?
The ESPYs.
I must have missed that.
So did everybody else. Ratings were down 26% from 2022.
Well, what night was that on?
Tuesday or Wednesday? I can't remember.
Well, I was going to say if it was Monday or Friday.
Viewership was 26% down. Does that tell you all you need to know about ESPN right now?
Yeah. They don't have as large of a market share as they once had.
26%. 3.5 million people in a country of over 300 million people watched the ESPYs this week.
I didn't.
I mean,
I didn't even know it was on.
I was home watching old John Wayne movies.
Wednesday night, I don't know what I was doing.
Yeah, I might have been watching wrestling. Who knows?
AEW. Well, I can tell you, Monday night and Friday nights, if I don't have something pertinent going on, that's what I'm doing.
I gotcha.
And every once in a while on a Wednesday, you know, I'll tune in if I'm home.
Number one on the butt hurt list this week, and I mean that term literal.
Okay.
Northwestern football.
Oh yeah. Okay. Go with this. This is good.
Northwestern football. Are you kidding me? Hazing incidents. Pat Fitzgerald gets fired this mm-hmm. week. I mean, what? Northwestern's a premier academic university in the whole entire United States, and their football program just drove off a cliff in a matter of days.
Not a place where you think that type of stuff would go on.
I mean, have you read the reports of what's going on?
It's pretty ugly.
You can't say it over the airwaves here, but it's... You've got to be kidding me.
Not a place where you think that kind of stuff would happen. And now you've got, you know, big-time coaches saying, I want no part of that. If, you know, if they came to me and offered me that job, the answer would be a resounding, stunningly no.
No. I mean, Ed Ogeron, he might be interested. I don't know.
He says he's not.
All right. I saw a report that says he might be interested in it, but who knows? What in the heck? Northwestern, how do you not know as a head coach that all this is going on inside your program? I don't understand that for one bit.
No.
I don't get it.
It's stunning.
And you weren't that great of a program anyway, although you almost did beat Ohio State last year. But
they're an academic school.
They are an academic school, premier academic school.
Yeah, they're not real concerned with you know, they want the football team to do well, but they're not really playing for conference championships in Chicago.
Yeah, they got some damage control to do.
Yeah.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Feeling lucky? Come down to Lucky Furniture Outlet in the Altama Shopping Plaza. No need to drive an hour away to get the best prices. Brand new living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, mattresses, and more. Financing available. No credit needed. Free delivery. Free customer service. 912-571-0731. Or check us out on Facebook. Lucky Furniture Outlet. Your home for all your furnishing needs.
Keep swinging and missing trying to find your favorite adult beverage around town? Well, step back in the batter's box and find it at M&B Liquors. If we don't have it, M&B Liquors will get it for you. The best selection in town. Having a party, M&B will get any type of keg you need. And be sure to tell them that Jason and Kip sent you and ask about my favorite drink. M&B Liquors off I-95, exit 29 on Candler Drive, 912-265-2567. M&B Liquors, your adult beverage home run hitter.
So this past week, you know, and I just kind of saw this as I was scanning through the internet. I didn't really stop and read the story, but I did read where there were some issues about a player that was being recruited by the University of Georgia who was underage and was taken by the people that were recruiting him to strip clubs and bars and was getting into these places and drinking. And it got out that this happened. The University of Georgia still honored this kid's commitment, who, of course, he committed to Georgia. They then honored his commitment. And Kirby Smart got asked about it, along with some other things. And I mentioned this in the Weekend Review, and there was a response that Kirby had to one of the questions where it just seems like this happens to every football program that comes from middle of the pack and starts to win on the elite level. Somewhere along the line, there comes this response. Well, those charges were dropped. Kirby answered a question with, well, those charges were dropped this past week.
Well, you also left out a whole bunch of the story.
I'm just telling you what I know.
You did shock reporting right there. So you left out a whole bunch of the story where the two people that were involved were interviewed by the police and stories didn't corroborate. And then the victim said it was consensual and things like that happened on a consensual basis. There were text messages and all that supported that. So the charges were dropped, but you've conveniently left all that out.
I didn't conveniently leave anything out because that wasn't the point I was making.
Okay. Well, you threw it out there. Yeah, you knew what you were doing.
No, the point I was making is that every football program that has come from the middle of the pack to where they start winning on an elite level.
Georgia's never been a middle-of-the-pack program.
They were 8-4 for a very long time, 9-3, 8-4 until Kirby got there. Those are facts. Okay.
Mark Richt won a lot. Had like 7 or 8 games winning seasons.
You were one of the proponents of running Mark Richt out of town
it was time for him to go.
Because he was having mediocre results, middle of the pack.
I think middle of the pack, our definition of middle of the pack, to me, middle of the pack's like Mississippi State.
That's kind of on the low end for me.
Yeah.
So, nonetheless, you're getting semantical with me
You're getting semantical trying to throw out shock journalism all the details. No. Yeah, the charges were dropped.
You're spinning my story to the way that you want, that you want to the narrative to be. All I'm saying is that every time we have a football program achieve the eliteness that the Georgia Bulldogs have achieved, we have this happen. And I don't mean specifically this incident.
Right.
I just mean that there's a coach that gets asked a question where he has to answer the charges have been dropped. That's not just Kirby Smart. That's Nick Saban too. That's Tom Osborne. That's Urban Meyer. And the list goes on and on. I'm not going to sit here and you know, Pete Carroll. I mean, I could do this all day.
I got a lot of friends right now that are like Florida Gator fans that have all of a sudden been legal, turned into legal investigative reporters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got a few of those friends.
I know one guy you're referring to.
My only comment to them is watch the upcoming Netflix special on the Florida football dynasty when Urban Meyer was coaching. It's coming out here soon, so tune into that. And then write a expose on that.
That's cold, man.
Well, that's true.
That's cold. Anyway, so that was a good red herring, by the way. Nice smokescreen. So, again, the point I'm making is all of these coaches that are all very good coaches and all have won national championships throughout the last 20, 25 years in college football, they have all had to do this. They have all had to stand in front of a reporter at a press conference and answer a question with, the charges have been dropped.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, those charges were dropped. The issue is, though, 16-year-old kids shouldn't have been in the bars on a recruiting trip. So that's something Kirby's got to address internally with his program. That should not have happened.
So where should a 16-year-old be in Athens, Georgia, on a recruiting trip? Where should they be taking him?
Well, downtown Athens, there's a lot of stuff to get into in downtown Athens. That's a fun place to be. There's a lot of bars there. There's a lot of restaurants. You know, that's a tough one there.
I mean,
I've been there. So if I was 16 and guys took me out and said, hey, let's go to downtown Athens, I'd have been right up there in it. That's what kids do.
Any 16-year-old would have been.
Yeah, so I don't know how you address that. I guess you can just preach about it, but I don't know. What we deal with here with a lot of time with reporters, too, is the fact, I call it a loser mentality. You got fans of other schools that can't beat these institutions that always say, oh, the charges have been dropped. So they look for stuff, negative things to throw out there because you can't beat them on the football field. So you got to be crybabies about it and just try to sow a bunch of trouble.
I just want to make sure that I'm wrapping my head around what you're saying to make sure it's accurate, sure I hear it accurately. Yeah. What you're saying is that there are certain reporters that work for entities like, oh, I don't know, the AJC.
Yes.
That graduated from, oh, I don't know, Ole Miss. Or
Georgia Tech.
Or
Auburn.
Right. And so because they don't like Georgia because they went to a rival school, that they will go out of their way to try to investigate a school that was a rival against where they graduated from a professional entity like the AJC.
Yes,
that's what you're saying.
It happens every day. Okay. Watch your news channels. It happens every day on that. They report news that is not accurate and facts that are not accurate, and they never are held accountable. You also didn't say that the University of Georgia reached out to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and asked them to retract that story. And if they don't, then the legal recourse will take place on that.
And again, that comes down to, and you know, kudos to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution for standing by their story, because basically, you're right, I did hear that part and I didn't mention that. I didn't think it was relevant, but thank you for bringing it up. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution goes to the reporter at that point and says, hey, listen, this entity is asking us to retract the story because they're saying that what you wrote is inaccurate. You need to show us what you got to be able to prove that whatever we printed, that we can stand by that. And often that happens before the story ever gets printed.
It does. But there's a lot of things out there, 11 other instances of sexual misconduct that nothing was done within the program. That's the stuff that gets challenged.
Okay. And again, I'm not saying one way or the other because I don't know.
Adam Anderson, remember him a couple of years ago?
No.
Sexual assault right before the Georgia-Florida game. You know, he was arrested for that, never played another down for the University of Georgia.
Okay, yeah.
And he was a All-American type candidate kid.
That is solid. No, I didn't know that story.
That happened just a couple of years ago.
No, that's solid. All I know is that I watched the video of Kirby Smart say, well, the charges have been dropped. Add him to the list.
Hey, sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open. Right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
The Cunningham Jewelers annual market sale from July 31st to August the 4th. Everything in the store will be 30 to 35% off. That's right. Everything at Cunningham Jewelers will be 30 to 35% off. Not just a couple of promotional items, but everything in the store. Pearls, engagement rings, gift items, all 30 to 35% off. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Parker's, by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures.
The Wild Adventures live concert series presented by Valdosta TKO Nissan continues Saturday, July 22nd with a performance featuring Christian contemporary sensation for King and Country. Multi-Grammy Award-winning platinum-selling artist for King and Country will perform the fan-favorite hits For God Is With Us, Joy, and the 11-week platinum smash, God Only Knows. Don't miss For King and Country live on Saturday, July 22nd at Wild Adventures Theme Park in Valdosta, Georgia. You can attend every concert for free with a season pass on sale now at wildadventures.com. To view the full Wild Adventures live lineup, purchase tickets to concerts, and learn more about season passes, visit wildadventures.com.
We were talking about some high school football games that are going to be kicking off the first weekend of the season, which I believe is August the 18th. There are some good scrimmage games, too, that are going to be on August the 11th. So, you know, we'll get – the way this will work is, you know, I'm not going to do another Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Ranking until the first scrimmage games have been played. And then I will do another set of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
After the first results are in?
After the first scrimmage games have been played.
Okay.
And, you know, so there are some teams that will actually play a scrimmage game on August the 5th.
Right.
I think MCA actually has a jamboree.
If you didn't have a spring football game, you can play two preseason scrimmages.
And so I think MCA, right, good point. And I think MCA's got a jamboree where it's them and Long County and somebody else is there with them. Obviously, for it to be a jamboree, there's got to be at least three teams. So, you know, on August the 5th, they're going to do a jamboree. So, you know, after that Friday night, moving into the next week, I will have a brand new set of Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings that are probably going to, you know, include whatever happened in that jamboree.
Yes, I'm sure you will.
Last year we did that, and, you know, it was a really interesting ranking to begin the season. I think Long County was the number one team for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's what you had. You had them at number one.
And I'm not knocking Long County. I think that Long County is an up-and-coming program. Now, they might, you know, having them number one in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 High School Football Power Rankings, that might have been a little premature.
That was kind of a reach.
Premature. But I think there's going to come a day sooner than later that the tide in Long County will be rising.
I don't think that tide's going to ever rise high enough.
They've been there. They've been on top of the mountain already.
Okay.
The team, in all seriousness, the teams that I like, you know, what we do, as you know, is we keep up with teams in South Georgia. That's kind of our bread and butter. It's our peanut butter and jelly. Statesboro is going to have a good year. They're going to make the playoffs, and I think they're going to be a dangerous three seed.
Statesboro, first year coaches get like Lowndes and like Statesboro with new coaches this year. There's going to be a bump from those new hires. There's a lot of enthusiasm around the program. That's going to translate into some wins because there's talent in both of those places.
I like the Appling-Ware County game. You know, you're sitting here telling me that Appling is going to go over to Memorial Stadium in Waycross and get buzzsawed.
No, they're going to lose. But they're not going to go there and win.
I'm telling you, Appling is going to go over there. They're going to get Ware fits.
They may. They're not going to win, though.
Southeast Bullock and Liberty games got me intrigued for sure. Warner Robins and Lee County. That's probably going to end up being the premier game. Yeah, that's big time. That's box office right there.
I saw one of the Atlanta things up there where they put out high school football preseason rankings, and they 6A had Brunswick High in the top 10.
Well, I think Brunswick High's a legit. Again, you know, I'm not saying anything that the folks that follow the Brunswick High program that live down in Glenn County in that area and are Pirate fans, I'm not saying anything they don't know. The offensive line's a little inexperienced.
It's inexperienced. That's a big question mark going into the season with Brunswick High.
Yeah.
And that's not a position group you want to have question marks in.
So, you know, I think early in the season, Brunswick will probably struggle in that particular area.
Gotta grow up.
And then by the time they get in the playoffs, you know, they'll be ready and they'll be seasoned vets by that point. They'll be a lot better. And then it raises the question with the Brunswick High Pirates, can you win in the playoffs, which you haven't done over this run? The Brunswick High Pirates have won something like 22 or 23 straight regular season games. Something stupid.
They've won 22 straight regular season games.
22 straight regular season games with how many playoff wins in that stretch?
One.
Okay.
1-2.
All right. So the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Parker's Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures.
If it's Parker's, you know it'll be fast, convenient, with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. Biggest selection of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi, and adult beverages in the Beer Cave. Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry Parker's is known for its fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on a gallon every single day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
And yeah, you're right. I had Appling in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, and I didn't have Pierce. What's that tell you?
It just tells me you didn't do a lot of your homework. But
no, that's not what it says.
Look, man, you go through here and it's like a flavor of the week. It's Baskin Robbins with you, man. There's a flavor of the week, and you just that's what you roll with.
Teams that I think you'll probably see, right? Pierce will probably earn their way in. Metter as well will probably earn their way in. Valdosta at some point will probably earn their way in. These are some
Clinch, Irwin.
Yeah, Clinch and Irwin.
Brooks. Lowndes, possibly.
I don't think you'll see Lowndes too often. I don't think you'll see Lowndes at all. First year coach. There's a reason they got a first year coach over there.
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
Yeah, two years ago, man, that they have short memories over there at the Concrete Palace. But 2 years ago, I mean, they were among the elite in Southeast Georgia, or not Southeast Georgia, but South Georgia altogether. And now they're, switching coaches.
And they will be amongst the elite again in the near future.
In the near future. I'm going on record. I don't know if you remember me saying this or not, but in case a new listener has just tuned in to us, I'm going on record and telling you that however many straight years that Lowndes has made the playoffs, 20 whatever that is, it snaps this year. They don't get in.
No Colquitt County, and they're around I-75. They're nowhere to be found in any preseason.
So inconsistent, because the last time I had Colquitt in, and the last go
around, around I-75,
you criticized me for it. You
came up with
you're like a double sided mirror.
You came up with the parameters. You said around I-75. That's what you said.
Well, again, like I said, there's a reason that Appling is in and not Pierce. There's a reason that Camden is in and not Colquitt.
Yeah, we're going to find out that the reason is wrong.
That game down the road, right, that game, the Camden-Colquitt game, there's a really good chance that by the time that game happens later in the season that both teams could be undefeated and ranked in the top 10 in the state.
Could be.
And that game will be in Kingsland, mind you.
Is Camden going to play in the Georgia-Florida Classic?
This year?
Anytime, any year.
Well, this year the answer is no, and I'm not a fortune teller. I can't tell you what's going to happen. You're talking about the annual border war that's going on at the Glynn County Stadium.
Why is Camden not playing? Why is Camden not in that?
Why are you asking me?
I mean, they border the state of Florida.
Why are you asking me?
Camden County, if you're going down Interstate 95, they're the last county in Georgia before you go into Florida, and they're not in a football classic like this.
I mean,
Shame to you, Camden County.
It should be. I mean, I think it would be good for them to play. But, sometimes people have other agendas than what Kip Branch wants them to do.
I mean, it's just play. Everybody else is playing Brunswick, Glenn, Charlton. All teams within your geographical area are playing. Why aren't you playing? I know why you can't pick your opponent.
Oh, man, let's not do that.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Kickoff for high school football is 1 month away, and here are some great games to kick off the season. The Statesboro Blue Devils take on Glynn Academy in Brunswick. Southeast Bullock will open up on the road at Liberty. Wayne County will open at JC Stadium against Bradwell. The Knights of Frederico will open under the Oaks on St. Simon's against Brookwood. And Camden is at home against Columbia. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. This football season, look for your copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain.
From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Saturday, July 22nd, Wild Adventures Live presents For King and Country. God only knows what you've been through. See For King and Country on stage at Wild Adventures Live, presented by Valdosta TKO Nissan. For King and Country, live Saturday, July 22nd. The concert is free with a season pass, and reserve seats start at just $5. So what are we waiting for? Get your tickets now at wildadventures.com.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.